This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming to you from the beautiful Philadelphia Cricket Club for the Truist Championship. Been a beautiful day out here. A lot of people who enjoy the show.
Yep.
A lot of people who love Ike. A
lot of people who love Ike.
No thank you for your service so far yet today.
None.
Which Jack has bullied people out of. Speaking of Jack.
That's not fair. I love the thank you for your service.
But they think they're being made fun of.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Yeah. Because what you do is you go, oh, yeah, what's your favorite Ike play? And then they feel
right.
They feel dumb.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's when people say Ike's one of my favorite, I think that's fair. When they say Ike's my favorite Eagle, then I ask, what's your favorite play?
Yeah, like a real jerk.
Torturing people.
And we give this real jerk this segment every day.
Each the five.
Number five.
Good job,
at five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Do you think the tour is ready for 5:30 Creed, by the way?
I think so.
Get ready.
A lot of buzz about 5:30 Creed. Another guy was asking me about it. Like, you guys going to do it? I think people are playing chicken with us, too.
Like, they think we won't do it.
You guys won't do this.
We did it in a dentist's office.
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
Yeah, on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
I did it alone on Radio Row. On Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
That's good stuff. All right, so what I have for you is the top five pause moments of the last 24 hours. Now, of course, there's a Phillies broadcast part of this, both TV and radio. And also our morning show, which seemed like they had an out-of-pocket morning. Starting at number five, we have a new gem from the one and only Ruben Amaro Jr.
Those are up to 97 miles an hour, 98. But you'll see a ton of those against the right-handers. That's slider after slider. It's a firm one.
Whoa. That feels like a drop board drop.
It's a firm one.
Yeah.
It's quick, easy, and out.
Yep, that seems like drop board material. Whenever we do the what gets added to the drop board, I'm nominated. I'm not saying it gets on there. I'm saying that is nominated.
Yep. So number four, our guy, out of pocket Stockett.
There he is.
Made his return to the top five as well.
I just want you to know, I learned that not enough idea from John Vukovich. It just was never enough for Vuk. He just wanted to just pound teams and just let them know who you were.
Let them know who you were.
Pound them. Let them know who you are.
Stock can't help himself, too. I got a lot of stalker messages. It's
well,
good.
And poor innocent stalker.
That's all it is. It's pure innocence.
The next time he comes on the show, all we're going to do is play these back for him.
Fritz.
I know.
I'm going to say he will.
Yep.
Well, don't worry. He wasn't done yet.
Oh, no. Another out-of-pocket Stockett?
More Kevin Stalker from last night.
That's that pitch. I mean, he's been pounding that down and into right-handed batters, and they're totally just letting it go. And as long as he's throwing it for strikes.
Stay hard here.
Whoa. Come on. Oh, come on, man.
Can I hear that one more time?
That's that pitch. I mean, he's been pounding that down and into right-handed batters, and they're totally just letting it go. And as long as he's throwing it for strikes,
Stay hard here.
No, that's not even a normal thing to say there.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. Stay fast, you know? Stay hard.
Yeah, but he's got a...
I don't think I've heard stay hard here.
Yeah, I mean, we love you, Stock. As Jack can tell you, I'm a big Stocker on the broadcast fan. You got to start waking up and being aware of what you're doing. You're a grown man. You know, I understand that, he doesn't know what's going on. He's like 50 plus.
Well, maybe he does.
Maybe he does? You think he's playing innocent?
Man. Yeah, maybe.
Smart ass, but he's playing dumb? Yeah. That's what's happening? Okay.
That is my Rube theory. That's my Rube theory.
Rube knows. Rube
100%
knows. Rube knows. Yeah, Rube knows.
All right. So, and the final two here in the top five pause moments of the last 24 hours are courtesy of our morning show.
Who's that guy?
Where they just drove by on the cart? I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
Courtesy of the one and only Rhea Hughes.
Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have...
I think what the bottom line is, when in doubt, pull out.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's another one.
It's an unbelievable seltzer.
But that's not
well.
Even... Also, that's not even accidental. She knows.
Oh, she knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like probably winked at the camera after she said
it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, wasn't she talking about...
Yeah.
I don't think... Is it a pause moment if you say it on purpose?
I guess that's a fair point.
Because she was talking about...
Yeah, what was she talking about?
No, I think they were...
That's what they were talking about?
Well, I mean, Joe said, as somebody with no kids.
Sure.
So I think...
Yeah, she knew it was a
joke. Okay, let me hear it again.
All right, one more time.
Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have...
I think what the bottom line is, when in doubt, pull out.
Yeah, that's... that's another
there
one.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd need to hear more, but I think... I'm not naming it a pause moment if she was talking about it.
It's just a joke?
Yeah, right. It's just a joke.
Okay.
Just a good joke.
All right.
Yeah.
When in doubt,
good line.
Pull out.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, what else could she be talking about?
She has been working at WIP a long time.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
But the number one pause moment of the last 24 hours, and these two definitely didn't know, this back and forth between John Ritchie and Ross Tucker.
It's like 6 inches. I mean, it is so thick.
Oh, my God.
I barely even consider it thick.
What were they
talking about?
One more time.
It's like 6 inches. I mean, it is so thick that I barely even consider it
thick.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. That's another drop board material. One more time, please.
It's like 6 inches. I mean, it is so thick that I barely even consider it
thick.
What are they talking about?
Believe deep dish pizza.
Oh.
Deep dish pizza.
It does elicit that type of reaction.
It's also not 6 inches thick.
No.
It can't be.
Yeah, it can't be.
You know how big 6 inches is?
Bigger
it's
than
like
you think.
6 inches.
Big
I mean,
enough.
It is so thick that I
it's
barely
six
even
inches
consider it pizza.
Thick? Oh, my God,
I did my
man.
Best not to. I'm proud of myself.
Did anyone laugh?
I don't know. I hope Seltzer at least gave a chuckle.
Yeah, here's what we need to do, Buzz. At some point, we need the Seltzer laugh at just on the end of that, I think, is what we need.
Ha ha ha!
Wow. Don't do that again, please.
Sorry. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877 GO GUIDE or visit goguida.com. It's 6 inches thick. Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
Great intro, boys.
Thanks, buddy.
Great intro.
Just for you, pal.
Yep.
Hey, you missed a little Ruben line last night of him talking about Alvarado and a threesome.
Yeah, so I heard that one. I heard about it. But Buzz and our crack research team couldn't find it for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a classic. I listed. I said, that's going to be a top five tomorrow.
I know.
Well, we'll keep looking.
We'll find it. Don't worry, if it's out there, we'll find it.
Yep.
Hey, two things today, all right?
All right.
Hey, put your futures in for Sai Jesus, first of all. Like I said last week.
I think he's plus 2,000.
And, hey.
Who's that? No.
Might as well,
Jesus
right?
Lizardo.
Oh, okay.
Put a little $10 to $15 bet on him and wheels right now.
Oh, little sprinkles, huh?
I'm not feeling. I'm not. This doesn't feel like a Cy season for Wheels so far. He's been good, but it doesn't feel like a Cy Young season.
I agree.
So far,
hard to beat a Cy Young. You give up a home run
every start. Now Lizardo, the two things that Now, I don't even know if the...
I think he's second in the ERA.
Yeah, what is he, like 1.93?
Yeah, 1.9, yeah.
And then he's, I think he's 3-0 or 4-0. The only one thing that you're betting against is health.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. But Lizardo has been awesome. Yes. What, and talk about saving himself for not criti-, you know, Dave Dombrowski's still going to get criticism. Jesus Lizardo wins the Cy Young. You know, Dombrowski's going to get credit for picking up Lizardo.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and he should. But for all the things that we're upset about, bullpen related, you know, letting Hoffman go, letting Soto go, letting
wow.
What?
Hoffman's like cooled off.
Oh, really?
He got smoked last night, smoked the night before.
Oh, really?
Maybe cost our good friend Ryan Spader a huge, huge parlay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it happens. You know, regression.
580 ERA, I think his last.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he was right around 1.5.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so that's the first thing. What's the next thing?
Next thing is, once Luzardo and Wheeler are in the All-Star game, we're going to be at the top of the division, probably about 5 games up. We have 8 series going forward versus above 500 teams right now, which is not bad. We beat a couple of them already. So I think that we're in a good spot. Our team's finding how to play ball the right way. Small ball and home run if you need it, but guys aren't trying to hit bombs besides Bryce, but he's hitting the opposite way, hitting with power, getting his hands through the zone. So I think that our hitters are off to a great start. Our bullpen's getting it together. Taiwan's got the second best ERA on our team right now. So I think we're pulling it together at a great time.
You think we're going to be 5 games up on the division at the All-Star break?
Could happen. I think it very well could happen because the Mets could be slowing down. They're not as hot as it used to be, but Alonso's on an MVP pace, so
he'll
see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, Soto seems like he's heating up. But he had
two home runs yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, good call. Okay, if the Phillies being 5 games up on the division at the All Star break seems impossible.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I
no, let's.
Nah.
I would love to be up 5
games. Of course.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, I think there's some regression coming for the Mets from a pitching standpoint, but also I think, as I've mentioned, I think the Braves are going to get better,
too. There we
go. I'm putting out the warning signs on the Braves.
Yep.
You've noticed that, I guess.
Yes.
Every day. And he tweeted about it.
Did I?
Yeah, he tweeted about the Braves plus 330 for the division.
It's a good bet.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Oh, what? You think I'm spitting on everyone at the Truist?
Yeah, spritzy.
Yep.
Jack, I bet you feel out of place out that tournament, huh?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Still
you, you don't fit in with that golfing crowd, dude. They're too high class for you, dude.
That's
a Spike you're talking to, not me.
Wait a minute. No.
All class Fritz.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Where's you got like 3 shirts.
Yeah, and one suit.
If the PGA was smart, they would have put a Bluetooth headset for Spritzy.
and let him walk around the concourse all day, because I know it was hot, and the grounds are getting dried out. At least he could have kept it up the moisture level, you know what I mean?
You are sick.
I don't
sick,
need
then.
Any of them balls rolling off the green. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah, he's got to wet that. You know, maybe the Phil should bring him in to, you know how they wet down the infield?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they could just send Spritzy out.
Yeah, Spritzy out.
Soften it up right in front of Trey.
Yep. Yeah. It'd be great. Perfect, perfect. Hey, listen, that top five Spritz, that was great. You guys are 100%. Rube knows 100% what he's talking
about. Oh, Rube. Yeah.
Well, he's been a little too much threesome talk from Rube recently to not know.
Yep. I feel like Rube's the kind of guy that'll say it and then wink at T-Mac.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
There's a funny clip, too. I don't know if you guys ever heard it. When Kruk was on there with T-Mac, and T-Mac was eating a funnel cake, and Kruk was letting him eat the funnel cake, and he called the rest of the inning. It is Spritz. Yeah, I looked that one up.
I did hear that.
They're all doing
a good Sarge impression. I mean, Sarge used to. Imagine the top five when Sarge was the.
Oh man,
yeah.
They're all playing, you know, for second place.
Fellas, I want to get to my sports point real quick.
Yeah, that's good.
Nobody wants to bring this up.
Okay.
I think Edmundo Sosa needs to be an everyday player. I really like when he came up to DH last night, like after he struck out, he looked like a kid who lost his way. Like, and he was our main player the first month of the season. Like, he was the only one that was hitting the ball. That's why when you guys are asking if I trust Trey Turner, I don't trust him at shortstop. I want Bryson to stop playing shortstop. I want Edmundo Sosa playing second, and I want Trey out in center field. I don't know if it's because he doesn't want to go out there and play that position, but he did it in Washington. He's capable of doing it. I'm sorry, but you're not that good of a shortstop, dude. I just think
they're going to do that after the year. I think they made a little deal with him. Listen, we'll give you the year if it's still not going well. He's a $300 million player. I know people don't want to hear it, but
it matters.
It matters, and I think that they're going to give him an opportunity. I know you could say he's already failing. I think they're just going to give him the opportunity to kind of create his own path out there, but I think it's the last year of it.
And when he's hitting the ball as well as he is, albeit singles.
Yeah. Hold on, home run last night. Yeah. Made some great plays in the field, maybe carrying over.
So we are counting the power surge in Tampa.
Well, I don't know if a surge, but well, he could at least hit a home run
from the team, like the power surge from the team.
No.
Because the runs, they have been plenty.
Trey's home run was, and I'm now, Jack's going to love this. I knew this thing existed before, but now I'm looking at it all the time, is how many ballparks it would be a home run in.
Oh, yeah. Only for Bohm, though.
Well, no, Trey's was 30 of 30.
Okay.
So
okay.
Trey's home run would be 30. Now, Bohm's was 7 of 30, which is different. Yeah. But
let me guess. Cincinnati was one of them.
I didn't see which one.
Yankee Stadium.
One of the smallest parks in the damn league.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Dustin, on moving Stott, and Jack has talked me into this, and I think he's right thinking about it in different situations. You move Stott, you're taking a really good second baseman, and you're giving yourself a pretty good shortstop. I like that Stott is a really good second baseman. I think the opportunity for Sosa to play every day is if they trade Bohm at the deadline. And I think if you trade Bohm at the deadline, you can put Sosa at third. And that way I agree with you. When Sosa, I feel like the energy of Sosa is awesome. I wonder if we get that same energy if we're seeing him every single game.
Yeah.
But I certainly think he's a better fielder than Bohm is. And if they end up trading Bohm, I think Sosa is a completely, like, at very least, replacement-level player at third base who is going to bring you some energy and some pop and all that kind of stuff.
Bohm's heating up, too.
Well, totally agree with you, Spike. Now, real quick, before you let me go.
Yeah.
Jack, why... What we saw last night out of Taiwan Walker, does it not remind you of the Sir Anthony and Jose Alvarado from 3 years ago, where we knew from the seventh to ninth inning it was going to be continuously good, fast, great pitching? Like, why is Topper even thinking about going to a six-man rotation? Like, I don't understand.
Well, they're going to go. They're probably going to go six-man when Painter gets up here.
That's why even more. Taiwan was in the bullpen when he was with the Mets. That's where he got paid. He got paid because he did. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think that having him come in as a mid relief, and if he, say Ranger gets it when he gets back, and he's struggling after four innings, or Noel lets up four home runs in the second inning, we can bring Taiwan in. We know he's capable of being a
starter. That's what they're going to do.
We're also
You know what I mean? Like, I would keep him in the bullpen. I wouldn't even flirt with him coming back to the starting rotation.
Well, I think if you're talking about our conversation earlier, I think the conversation to put him back in the rotation was more about injury, like to keep him stretched out so that if someone gets injured,
if Ranger doesn't find his way.
If Ranger doesn't find his way, sure. I guess yeah. I'm not. I think he's going to be fine. But yeah. I think they're going to keep him straight. I think that's what their role is for Taiwan. I don't think they're going to turn him into a one-inning guy all of a sudden. It's where he's like a high-leverage reliever.
He looked fantastic last night, man.
He did.
He looked unbelievable. Thanks for your service, brother. I know nobody said
that. There it is.
Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it.
Jack, I got something for you. Shut up, Jack. Just shut up, all right?
There it is. I like it. Thank you, Dustin.
So
all the golfers just went by in golf carts, right?
Yeah. Tommy Fleetwood.
I'm trying to figure out, was there any of the big ones that you guys are excited about by in golf cars?
No, we're waiting on Roy.
Okay, so here's my other question. And this is a legitimate question. I don't know. I know in these things, the golfers have to walk the course. Why are they on golf carts? Are they done?
They're done. Yeah, those guys are done.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no golf cart at all once you start, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no cart. Okay. So what they probably did, which most of these golfers do when they finish their round, they'll still go over there and work on stuff at the driving range or the putting green, chipping, stuff that they struggle with out here during the day.
Yep.
And then they'll head into the clubhouse.
Well, and also if they started on the back nine, they started on 10, they have to drive to the
golf cart.
They have to drive up the 18th to sign their scorecard.
Oh, that's right. They have to sign their scorecard too.
All right.
Come on, Spike. You got to sign your scorecard at the end, Spike. Come on. You love that?
Yes.
All right. This is going to be up to you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to put something up to you guys, and this is a real thing. I think being out here has made me like want to be a little bit interested in golf.
Nice.
So
there you go.
Which is a better chance of happening? You being actually interested in golf or college football, Spike?
Absolutely golf. Because I don't want to, like, truth be told, I don't want to watch more football during football season.
Right.
I watch tons of football. I don't need more football in my life. But a new sport that, by the way, we don't even talk about that much, that I can just sort of be interested in on the side.
Yeah.
So, but the question is, it's a great bit that I hate golf, and I make fun of it. Maybe lose that a little bit if I become interested in golf.
It'll be an even greater bit, with you trying to show interest in it.
Getting interested in golf?
Yes.
Because the betting aspect of it is another thing that is interesting.
That'll help, yeah.
And the last thing, this has made me understand that going to a golf tournament might be a little bit fun.
Yeah!
It looks a little bit like fun.
Someone wants a 5:30 states.
No, I got to drive 40 miles home. I'm not drinking a Surfside. Now on Tuesday, at the Surfside Invitational, I will. Oh, is there a fight going on behind us? Oh, no.
Okay. I was getting excited.
Okay.
At a golf tournament?
Well, I didn't know. That's the first one I ever been to.
Say, the gentleman's game?
Yeah.
Doesn't usually happen, Spike. Yeah, I hadn't heard of one.
215-592-9494. Kenny, sort of a dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Well, today I'm Kenny, Villanova graduate and home of the new Pope. And some of the Knicks players that are showing the 76ers organization that they maybe could have opened up one of their windows and looked into the building where these guys play and maybe had some of them in their team.
Yes, Spike.
Yeah. Yes, Spike.
Look, Kenny, like, there are Villanova players all over the place. We don't need to cheer for them when they're on a rival team. As if you being alumni, as if it does anything for you that these kids are winning basketball games in the NBA. You fix your college team so you actually have another NBA player at some point, aside from worrying about the Knicks. That's my point.
I love you, Spike.
I love you, too.
Hey, by the way, another reason they're on golf carts is the 18th hole at that tournament today isn't the true 18th hole at that golf course. They reconfigured it for television and other things.
Whoa.
Finished, they're not at the clubhouse. No. So they need a ride back up to the clubhouse.
All right. Yeah, we lost it, Kenny.
Sorry.
Situation here.
No. Yeah, no, it's not you, Kenny. It's not you. It's us.
All right. Yeah. He's about to rough you up now. Yeah, that's security.
Yeah. It doesn't look like security. I get it. But
he's bald. Yeah.
Yeah. You should see what this guy's done. All right.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right.
She said he checked his gun.
Great news. Good, great news. Let him do whatever he wants, Taz.
He just wants the mic juice. Yep.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah. God bless you.
Going well.
God bless you. Yeah. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor Kenny.
The delicate situation there we had to handle.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Kenny was telling us something interesting about the golf course, and we were...
And so it's a different 18th hole.
Oh, yes. Oh, really?
They changed the... Yeah.
But do they have more than 18 holes here?
They have two courses, technically, but they probably changed the hole to make it longer, if I had to guess. They usually try to do that.
Interesting. Oh, because the regular people can't play the longer holes.
They had to make it tour ready. So, yeah. So, for this to host a PGA Tour event, it has to be...
A certain length.
Yes.
Pause.
Okay. Last question.
Yes.
The last two guys that I remember... hitting really long drives. Thank God.
They got you out from behind the wheel.
I understood he was too much.
Took him off the wheel.
Yep.
He was a liability.
Look how much happier he looks now. He's not stressed out.
He doesn't have the glaze.
So the last two guys I remember hitting like big booming drives were Tiger and John Daly.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is the big booming drive guy now?
DeChambeau.
Oh, yeah, DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, he's on the live tour.
Knew the first name.
Rory is a
big boomer.
He's a big hitter, too, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of big hitters now there, Spike.
Well, there's a really interesting thing that I bet it's the first time that's ever happened here going to come up next on the WIP Afternoon Show. That is three guys screaming one last breath from Creed.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We are the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. Man, it's like happy hour here.
Yeah.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.